that's what, I mean, how they worked those coal kilns, and all I've got is a picture of them, and they were, those were about 1885, 1888,
yeah,
that period.
Yes, that's it. Now then, when they'd open up them kilns, they would let them cool, open up and let them cool a little bit. They couldn't grind in there hot. And when they started taking it out, they had a car, two wheels, buggy they called it. Oh, I'd say that they 6 foot high. Maybe it'd hold, oh, I don't think it'd hold 100 bushels of coal, charcoal. But it told quite a lot. And they had outside, they had a, under the tram where they pulled this up, they had a horse in there. And they had it so arranged that when they run this out, this car out with the charcoal in, why, there was a hook. When he rattled that hook and got it up and called to the horse would start and he'd pull it up on this tram, you see,
mm-hmm.
above the boxcars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was loaded in the top of the car.
Right to the top, eh? Hmm.
Then when he got it loaded, he'd come back and he had a ring and a hook that would catch on and the horse would back up.
Hmm.
They didn't have to drive him at all. He knew what to do.
He knew what to do, eh?
And he was very slow about it, so.
They liked all too much, eh?
But I used to stand and watch him.